My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, everyone. Welcome today. This is a Marketing School exclusive interview. This is with Justin Sardi, who's the co-founder of TubeSift, which is a great, awesome YouTube ads targeting tool that empowers users to set up high-performing video ad campaigns quickly by taking the manual work out of finding precision-targeted, monetized placements for YouTube advertising campaigns. Did that sound good, Justin?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what it does. So.
Perfect. Well, Justin, first and foremost, welcome to the podcast. Tell us a little bit about you and tell us how it's led up to kind of what you do with TubeSift.
Yeah, for sure. So my background's actually in construction. I went to school for construction management and I was doing construction work for a really long time, working for my dad's company doing hotel renovations, and you know, didn't really enjoy that even though I went to school for it. And you know, a college roommate of mine introduced me to internet marketing. I don't know, I guess it was back in 2012. And I went to a couple events with him. At first, I was like, dude, that's a scam. Like, you can't just buy a product online and make money online. They're just going to take your money. And he's like, no, come to this marketing event. So went out, met a bunch of cool people and found out that, you know, it's not just my friend. So there's other people, they're real. I was like, okay, this is a thing. And I started learning about that. And shortly after that, quit my job, very prematurely, I would add, and was broke for quite a while trying to get this figured out. And I was kind of doing client work, doing some YouTube ads, video ranking, as well as affiliate marketing with ranking videos. And from there, started running some YouTube ads back when they were just starting to roll those out. And you were always able to do placement targeting, which was, you know, putting your ad in front of hyper relevant videos that if somebody's watching a video about, you know, how to set up YouTube ads, obviously, they're going to be interested in a course or a piece of software that's going to help them do that. That would be just one example. And so back then, you had to do it the manual way, where I was going to YouTube, typing it in, copying, pasting, all that kind of stuff. And that was taking I was actually hiring VAs to do that for me. And I was like, why isn't there a piece of software that does this? So I ended up reaching out to my co-founder, who's my developer, and asking him. He had a piece of software that I really liked. It was a keyword tool. I was like, hey, can you make another piece of software and put your keyword tool in it? And that's what got us here today, with a lot of additional stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So can you tell us, in a practical sense, what TubeSIF does, and maybe you can give some tips around where, you know, mistakes people are making around YouTube?
Yeah, so they've been making a lot of improvements to their ad platform. It used to be a completely separate login than even Google Ads, or not login, but separate dashboard. They combine the two. They've been making it a lot better. But a lot of people, you know, they'll just throw a bunch of keywords in, whatever, try some of the different targeting and not start with the lowest hanging fruit, I guess. So the cool thing about TubeSIF is it allows you to, like I said, find those hyper relevant monetized videos. So if somebody's watching a video about something that you have to offer, they're clearly interested in it. And so it allows you to quickly and easily get out there, get your ads up and running, and test them to cold traffic. I mean, it is cold traffic, but it's a warm form of cold traffic, I guess I would call it, because it's not like on Facebook where they've liked a page and, you know, people are like, okay, cool, they're interested in fitness, let's run them fitness ads. You're able to hit them by putting your ad in front of monetized videos at the exact moment your prospect is searching for what you have to offer, right?
Yeah, and what I like about TubeSIF is when I use it, let's say, for example, you know, we have a SEO software, right? We can target the keywords, search engine optimization or whatever, or, you know, digital marketing, and we can put our videos in front of those people. TubeSIF will allow me to crank out a list of these URLs, and you can dump that into the YouTube ad platform, and boom, you just have really targeted people that you don't have to manually, or channels or videos that you don't have to look for manually. Is there, I guess that's kind of a practical use case. I mean, what are some other example use cases?
So there's a bunch of different types of ads you can run on YouTube. You can run, technically they're called display ads, but they're video overlay ads, which technically, like I said, those are reserved for like high paying businesses, but you can set up display ads and target monetized videos on YouTube. And we also have a banner creation studio in there that allows you to make those YouTube, or the banners that basically go over the bottom of the YouTube videos. And you can target monetized placements with those banners without even having a video. So same kind of thing there, works extremely well. And that's a great way to get started if you don't want to be on camera too.
Got it. That's awesome. And so I think, you know, obviously to use TubeSIF, you probably should be running YouTube ads. I guess the question is, everyone's using Facebook ads. To me, it's easier than running Google. Why aren't more people running on YouTube ads? What kind of opportunity do you see there for people?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't run ads on YouTube. Over the past, I'd say, year, people are getting a lot more interested in YouTube, especially marketers, e-commerce brands, things like that. But for the longest time, you just saw people running them for branding instead of maybe direct response marketing and things like that. And let's see. So I don't know why people don't run them. I've asked a lot of people why they don't. And a lot of people don't want to be on camera. They think it's too hard to learn. Or I think like the number one hurdle is people are afraid of being on camera and making a video. And it's just like with the video overlay ads, you don't actually even have to do that, which is cool.
Right. And so if people want to check out TubeSIF, you know, how does pricing work and what are your other offerings besides just the SaaS platform?
Yeah, so I actually got started by offering digital products and I still make those. So I sell a $9.97 course that's a full-on YouTube ads course, and we bundle some of the, you get a free, depending on how you sign up, where you sign up, you get a however long of a license to TubeSIF. But on the homepage, you can sign up, it's $67 a month or $4.97 annually. And I think that's about it. I have a bunch of stuff mapped out behind me. We're rolling out some additional coaching training, and we have a few new pieces of software in the pipeline that I actually get to run through the beta with my developer on Monday, which I'm pretty excited about. So we have a Chrome extension as well as some other cool things that we're working on. So we'll have a few other offerings going forward as well.
That's awesome. And how, I guess, because this is a marketing podcast, what's been working for you guys in terms of growth/marketing?
Yeah, so I came from the product launch JV world. So that's still been working tremendously well. I have affiliates filling my webinar, a great source of lead generation, not hugely scalable, but that type of warm traffic's always going to convert great. And then I just took that webinar, modified it slightly for an automated webinar, and I run a lot of YouTube ads to automated webinars, training people on, or basically, you know, opening people's eyes to why they should be using YouTube. Things like, oh, you don't actually pay unless somebody watches 30 seconds of your video, right? If they skip, you don't pay. A lot of people don't know that. But basically just filling people in on the basics of YouTube ads and then pitching that course and bundling the software in, that's allowed us to buy traffic or buy leads at a profit every single day. So we're pumping thousands of leads into the business. And that's been extremely effective as opposed to just buying traffic and pushing it directly to the monthly offer.
Got it. And I mean, it's hard to push people to a $67 a month offer, right? Because the ads will go negative. I mean, I think it's, you know, taking from the Russell Brunson ClickFunnels model, you bundle things together, it becomes a lot more profitable.
Definitely. And yeah, like I said, it allows us to buy leads, push them through our business at a profit instead of waiting a few months to recoup that cost.
Yeah. And so are you running ads on, let's say on YouTube, are you running ads on Facebook saying, hey, by the way, guys, you should check out YouTube ads as well? Are you like, what platforms are you running on?
Only YouTube, actually. I don't know much about Facebook ads. I used to run them, but recently we've been heavily focused on content creation and we're rolling out like a challenge funnel, a whole bunch of stuff like that. So I've been, you know, deep in video production, all that kind of stuff, just cranking out content. And once we get that all lined up and kind of we're working on attribution for our blog post, figuring out which ones are working the best and converting leads into buyers. And then we'll start running Facebook traffic to those. But for right now, because I know YouTube ads, that's what I've been running.
Got it. So can you talk about what kind of content creation are you doing right now? What does that look like to you?
So weekly, I sit down, I built this little studio in my office. So I've got a little studio behind me over here. I hired a videographer and part of building the team out. And he comes, you know, we meet up once or twice a week and just bust out like full days of content. And a lot of it has been for the onboarding sequence recently. So we kind of mapped out a whole 20 some days of onboarding emails that provide all the training somebody who signs up for the software would need to know to effectively run YouTube ads. And we basically mapped all that out. And then I started just chunking out pieces of content that were, I mean, it's just training is what it is. So like, hey, here's how to troubleshoot your ads. Here's how to script your ads, best types of targeting, how to set up retargeting or remarketing, I guess is what it's called on Google, but all that good stuff. So that's, we've been heavy in that. And then also that whole challenge funnel, we're doing a 14 day, get your ads up and running in 14 days. We're getting ready to roll that out in the next month or so here. So I've been shooting all the content for that and sort of how Russell did that with ClickFunnels. So I actually hired the guy who helped him.
Can you explain to people what a challenge funnel is just so they can visualize it? Because I'm sure not everyone knows.
Yeah. So a challenge funnel essentially is it's set up like a challenge where somebody will sign up and the challenge is to get your first YouTube ad up and running in the next 14 days. So I have content that I've created every single day and then we do coaching calls like every other day. We're still kind of dialing that in a little bit as far as how we're going to deploy it, but it's training and coaching and accountability. So there's a Facebook group where everybody who signs up will get into the group. You have daily assignments and every single task is broken down into an easy to digest and easy to implement task. So it comes with some training. You watch the training video and then your homework is to implement what we just taught. So day by day, it's broken down so you're not overwhelmed with everything all up front. Because, you know, doing some of these things can be a pretty daunting task where you're like, oh, I have to do this, 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 this. But when it's broken down into an easy to digest format, it gets people activated into the software, number one, but it gets them to actually go through and do the work because, you know, you can set aside, say, 30 minutes to an hour a day and get this done instead of having to be overwhelmed.
Right. And I guess, is your challenge for free? Are you charging for it?
It's going to be $47 at first, and we'll probably eventually get it up to $97.
Got it.
And that will come with a trial to the software, because obviously you're using the software throughout the challenge.
I think, you know, the benefit of the challenge too is you're building rapport with the people, and you're actually getting them to take action. So the more they commit, the more they do things, the more naturally they, again, they're committed they are. So, you know, I paid for a challenge that was $55 a couple months ago. And usually, I think that's probably the first challenge I've ever done. But I was watching everything for 5-6 days. And then I instantly took the upsell for $2,000 because I already got so much value. I felt like I got thousands of dollars of value. So I paid for the upsell and then I got even more value. But it just made sense to me because, again, as a human being, once you take action, it's like, oh, like I want to follow through with it, you know? So.
Right, right. And if there's a, you know, if you've done all these things, ideally at the end of the challenge, you've got your desired result. And once you have that, the next step is to you know, get better at it. So it's the whole ascension model, you know?
Right. I love that. And so the guide, I guess, if you're at liberty to share, who's the challenge expert that you're working with?
I'm the one doing it.
Got it.
So I thought you said
you're working with.
Oh, yeah. His name's Austin Ford. So he's the challenge funnel king.
The challenge funnel king. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's a cool dude. He helped me because, you know, I had it pre-mapped out. You know, I'm part of Dan Martell's SaaS Academy. I don't know if you've probably heard of that. Dan's super cool dude. And he actually brought Austin on for some training and, you know, broke down how this challenge funnel works. I kind of mapped it out myself and then ended up getting in contact with Austin. I was like, hey, and just paying him for some consulting. I was like, how does this look? And he helped me revamp the thing in a way better way than I would have ever deployed it myself. So
That's a smart tip, by the way. You go out there, you hire experts, you pay them, you know, a couple hundred or could it be like up to $1,000 an hour or whatever, and then you just get it done. You don't have to go through the pain yourself, right?
Yeah, it was $1,000 an hour. But but yeah, I mean, totally worth it because this is a long-term business asset and, you know, something that we plan on deploying every single month to bring new leads and people into our business. And I'd rather do it right the first time than spend, you know, the next 6 months trying to dial this thing in. And he has the experience, so.
And are you going to have to continue to do these challenge funnels live or can you set it to be automated somehow?
So all the content's pre-recorded, right? So they get the drip fed sequence and then the coaching will be live. So I'll be doing the coaching the first few sessions while we kind of dial that in. And then I'll probably bring a co-coach on. I already have a guy that's been kind of helping coach some of my higher end students. So I'll probably bring him on to do the coaching and maybe I'll jump on one day a week and he'll do the day-to-day coaching.
Got it. I love that.
So yeah. More or less automated, but you know, I like to have my hand in these kinds of things as well because it helps me learn how to be a better teacher anyway. And also, you know, when I can see, you know, I'm only running ads for my webinar and for my products. I like to be able to see different niches, what's working, things like that. So I can, you know, better help other people as well.
Cool. So before we started, I mean, you were talking about financial freedom. You're talking about wealth creation. I guess, what are you learning around wealth creation right now? What does that mean to you?
So basically I've been in the just hustle, like go, stack as much cash as possible kind of thing. Keep it all in the business, use that for business investments. But once it got to, you know, we had a decent amount of cash on the bank, I was like, what am I going to do with this? Like, it's just sitting here. How can I put my money to work for me? And, you know, I was like, oh, we'll just go buy some properties or whatever, but probably not the best because then I have to manage them, do all this kind of stuff. So I just invested in something called The Wealth Factory with Garrett Gunderson.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a super cool dude. I met him in Dan Martell's mastermind as well. And yeah, basically, they have all kinds of financial planners and people that help you. The goal is to become, you know, financially independent. Obviously, a business helps with that, but what do you do with that cash to, my goal is to exit the business eventually. So once I do that, I want to have investments that are, you know, providing me passive income so I don't have to, you know, start a whole nother business and, you know, it's fun and all. But, you know, I just had a daughter, she's seven months old the other day. And I want to be able to spend as much time as possible with her and my wife. And, you know, I love traveling. We spent a full year in an RV like 2 years ago traveling around. We just bought another RV and plan on spending a lot of time traveling around. And ideally, I'm not constantly working for my money. So I would like to set up all these different, or however it works. I just signed up for the program, so we'll see.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, what you're basically saying is, look, you're going to have all this cash. You have to invest it. Otherwise, the other thing too is you don't, especially me living in California, you're basically paying like a 50% tax, right? So you have to figure out, when you think about the Warren Buffetts of the world, the Charlie Mungers, they're constantly redeploying the cash. So, you know, yes, they pay their share of taxes legally, but the bulk of the profits that they're making, they're reinvesting because you don't want to just, you know, get that money. I mean, the government's going to use the money, or it's either you let the government use the money or you think that you're a better steward of the capital. And I think that's basically what you're alluding to.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I leave a lot in the business. I always have. That's one thing my dad taught me. He's an entrepreneur. He actually just exited his business for a good chunk. It was a construction business, actually. But he always just told me, like, don't pull all your money out. Leave your money in the business so you can grow that business. That's allowed me to hire employees and, you know, pay guys like Austin to help me do things that otherwise would take me a lot longer to figure out.
No, that's important. I think especially in the internet marketing world, at least it's, I think what I've seen is there's a lot of short-termism and people like to collect the cash up front. And what they don't realize is that there are consequences to that. But if you redeploy the money and you hire more people, you make the company even stronger, 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 and you play the long game, guess what happens? You're going to have a much bigger company and your life is actually going to be even more free down the road. Because what are you going to do with the money right now anyway? Buy a Lambo? Like that's...
Yeah, I live in Colorado in the mountains. I'd only be able to drive it 2 months out of the year. I mean... Yeah. So we have too many potholes.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good for your Lambo.
Yeah.
So, okay, working towards wrapping up now. Justin, what would be your favorite business tool that's not called TubeSift?
My favorite business tool, you know, I recently signed up for Baremetrics and you actually were like, hey, let me check out your Baremetrics dashboard. I was like, oh, I don't have one. So we signed up for that. And that's been a very useful tool, providing tons of insights into what's actually going on. It's really cool. It actually, I just linked it up with Intercom and I found out our average response to support time is like 12 minutes. I was like, that's pretty good. That's
good, yeah.
So yeah, that's been a very helpful tool as far as just keeping an eye on overall business health and things like that has been really cool.
That's funny. So that was just a conversation with us and you just, there you go. And you picked it up, right? That's funny. Okay. And how about your favorite business book or marketing book?
I'm currently reading, I'm about halfway through it, Resonate by Nancy Duarte, I believe is her last name. And that's all about basically how to effectively communicate with your audience and use storytelling throughout your marketing. And I do a lot of webinars. So that has been, like I said, I'm not quite done with it yet, but that's been a great book. And so that's something I'm in the middle of. It's cool. I usually do audiobooks, but this one's a very visual book, so they don't have it on audiobook. So I've been flipping through that when I get a chance.
Makes sense, man. How about a bonus question? What's the most compelling thing that you've watched or you've read recently? Could be an article, could be a video or a movie.
Let's see. I read Sapiens recently. It's a book. That was a very compelling book for me. I was very interested in, it's like a brief history of humans. That was pretty eye-opening for me. I definitely, you know, it's not something I would have read or listened to when I was in college. It's probably something I would have been forced to, but I actually enjoyed it and went out of my way to, a friend of mine recommended it. He's like, dude, check this out. It explains a lot about how humans got to where they are. And it was a pretty interesting book.
Awesome. Amazing. Well, Justin, this has been good. What's the best way for people to find you online? How do they learn more about TubeSift?
Yeah. I mean, you just go to tubesift.com. We also have our blog. It's just blog.tubesift.com, putting out a ton of free content. You know, downloads, PDFs, things like that, additional trainings. I actually have a free training on how to set up ads on YouTube without having a video. But yeah, so I mean, we have tons of free content there. So I just say like the blog on tubesift.com is a great spot to consume all this free content I was talking about that we're working on pumping out.
Amazing, man. All right. So marketing school audience, let me know what you think about this format. I'm really excited to have guests like Justin on the show. So this is a new thing that we're doing. And thank you all for listening. Tweet at me, let me know what you think, and we will see you guys all tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.